Welcome back to the Kicking It with CU Soccer podcast. I'm Matt Lenneman, and each week I will sit down with a member of the CU Soccer team as we talk about the team and get to know them a little bit better. This week, I'm joined by junior defender Hannah Schartz. All right, thank you for joining me this afternoon, Hannah.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, seemed like a pretty great weekend for CU. They went on the road last week. You guys beat number 10 Cal, and then you lost a hard-fought game, it seemed like, to Stanford in the final minutes. You were part of both of those games. You had two goals, and if I remember, you had a header. Or did you have two headers? Did you get a? I can't remember what the first one was, but I talked to you earlier in the season about if you've ever had a header, and now you have. And I have to ask, how did it feel to finally get that?
It was amazing. They were my first two collegiate header goals, and I was just happy I finally got a header goal, because my other goals, I don't think they're as pretty as these ones. And I just, yeah, I love scoring header goals. I did a lot in club and high school, so I was really happy that I got two this weekend.
Yeah, it seemed like that second one was just awesome, just like floated so far like into the goal. I was like, that just looks sweet. But also a little tidbit, it seemed like that was the first time, if I remember, that anyone has scored a goal against Stanford. What did it mean for, you know, the team just to be in a tight game against Stanford, who seems to have dominated the Pac-12 for years?
Yeah, it was definitely a thrill for sure. Everyone knows how tough Stanford is, and even just getting a goal on them and at a good time right before halftime, I think everyone was just super pumped up from it. And I found out about that statistic later on, and it surprised me for sure. But yeah, it was just a really fun game and super competitive all the way until the final whistle.
Yeah, it certainly seemed like it. You guys have managed to get some opportunities even after the late goal by Stanford, so hung in there hard. All right, so now we're going to move on to talking a little bit more about yourself. And right off the bat, the question that I've been wondering about. So I saw that your sister also plays D1 soccer, and my brain immediately goes to, you know, was that like a competition between you guys growing up? Did you guys ever play soccer together? Did you have like some backyard soccer clashes? Like, tell me about that.
Yeah, my sister and I are very close, and we, in the backyard when we were younger, we have like a big goal set up back there, like a full-size soccer goal. And we used to always do 1v1 battles back there, but my parents would hate it because one of us would always end up either hurt or complaining about the other person. So we were very, very competitive. We used to go 1v1 in the backyard, but I think we made each other a lot better. And now we're super close, and we're not necessarily going against each other, but we're just doing more things together, whether it's going out over break and doing our fitness packets together, or doing long balls with each other, stuff like that. It's not so much competition based, especially because we don't want to hurt each other. So
so a little childhood competition has grown into a little adult companion, I guess. It sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. We're very close now.
And what position does she play? Like, I didn't really check.
She plays the same as me. Okay. She's either a center back or a holding mid, but I think she plays holding mid a little bit more at the college level than I did.
Okay, solid. All right, moving on. Each week I kind of ask people about their hobbies, and one of your hobbies stood out to me this time, and it's paddleboarding. I don't know anything about paddleboarding except that it got popular, or it's getting really popular during COVID. Tell me about like paddleboard. Do you paddleboard a lot? What is it?
My mom, my sister, and I would love to go when I was back home in Southern California. There's this place that we would always rent from in Malibu. That probably sounds super basic, but yeah, we would just go, you rent your paddleboard, you go across the street to the beach, and we would just go out there for an hour or two. And we've gotten to do it a little bit in Boulder too, actually, on the Boulder Reservoir, mm-hmm. When my mom's come out to visit. And it's super fun. It's really relaxing, and it's actually a good workout and requires some balance, which is challenging for me at times because I'm so tall, but it's really fun. And yeah, I've just really enjoyed it.
I mean, it seems like something that's pretty cool. I've seen people do it, and I've seen people just like kind of vibe. I didn't really think about not doing it in a lake, but I guess in California, you kind of don't have like not. Is it? Do you do it in the ocean? Is that what you're saying, or do you do it?
Yeah, I would go in the ocean more in California, but it's definitely easier on a lake. When there's not as, the waves make it tough, so you kind of have to go when it's pretty flat out.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to wonder. I was like, swimming in the ocean's a lot harder, so I imagine paddleboarding's a lot harder. Yeah. So do you have, like, any other hobbies or any things that, like, not a whole lot of people know about you that you just like or love to do?
I don't know. I've been trying to bake a lot more.
Okay.
Especially with COVID, I definitely started, like, cooking a lot more and trying new things to bake. And I have TikTok, so now there's like a million recipes all the time, always out. So I've been trying to do that a little bit more. Not super interesting, but.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. What have you baked? You know, I personally don't bake anything. I cook, but I don't bake.
Ooh. I always make these cookies that have like 3 ingredients in them. And they're like these peanut butter cookies. I've been kind of messing around and using different toppings in them. It's pretty good. And then cooking, I just did the TikTok feta pasta the other day. You know, it was really good. I don't know if you've seen that.
I do not have TikTok. I've stayed out of the TikTok realm, happy to say. So I don't know anything about cooking recipes from TikTok, but you know, I'm sure they're solid. I don't know.
Yeah, I stayed away from TikTok for a while and then I finally gave in the middle of COVID. So I'm on there probably way too much now, but
I was about to say, is this a full TikTok, you know, just absorption? Cause I've seen my roommate slip into it and, you know, one of my roommates proudly has quit for 1 month now. He's one month clean of TikTok. So I'm proud of him, but, not true for some of my other roommates.
Yeah. You definitely have to be careful because you can be on there for a long time just because it always refreshes. It's not like Instagram where you're going to see all the posts that you've already seen. There's just always something new. So that's why I kind of monitor how much I've been on there because it's dangerous. You can definitely find yourself on there for a long time.
The infinite scroll, as they say.
Yeah, it's dangerous for sure.
Alrighty. Well, I just have 2 more questions. So, and this is just more of me being curious because I don't know. So it sounds like it's going to snow a lot this weekend. I mean, I don't know if there's going to be a game. I don't know how that stuff works for soccer. But, like, what is the most snow you've played? Like, have you played in, like, really snowy conditions before?
I hadn't until I came to Colorado. But our last season in 2019, our senior night, was probably the coldest that I've ever played in. And it was snowing. But I think this weekend we're supposed to have way more snow than we even have then, but not be as cold. So it'll be interesting. I think playing in snow is definitely a challenge. And even if we've been out here playing in snow for many games, it never really gets that much easier.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just intrigued to see what it's going to look like just covered in snow, a little snowball soccer. I think that'd be awesome. So I'm hoping for a game. I don't know. I don't know if this type of stuff gets called off due to weather, but I'm hoping for it, except I don't want to be cold. So
yeah,
besides that.
Yeah, everyone's rooting for it, but I definitely think someone needs to do a snow angel as a goal celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be the opportunity. So
you need to do a slide. Someone needs to do a full slide, you know, and then someone else needs to do a snow. You know, there'll be 2 goal celebrations. So this is how it'll play out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. We'll plan on it.
Yeah. Alrighty. So my last question that I've kind of made a tradition of asking people is, you know, what would your dream job be after college? You know, and it can involve your major or it can just involve anything. What is like something like, yeah, I have a passion. I'm going to do that. I'm just curious.
I have always loved sports and my whole life has always revolved around sports. So I've always wanted to do something in sports when I was older. Ideally, I'd like to play professionally for as long as I can, but even with that on the side, I'd like to work for a sports company like Nike or for pro sports team, just anything being behind the scenes and involving sports every single day. And I graduated with a major in communication. So I think that would be really cool to be on a communications team for either a pro sports team or a big sports company like Nike or something like that.
Okay, sweet. So if you graduated with communication, are you like doing grad school right now? What is the, what are you doing for grad school?
Yeah, I'm getting my master's right now in organizational leadership, which is like a business management based program. So I'm just doing that until my eligibility is up.
Awesome. All righty. Well, that's pretty much all we have in terms of time. But thank you for hopping on with me this week to just talk about yourself and talk about the team a little bit.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
All right. Again, that was Hannah Schwartz that joined me this week on the podcast. Looking ahead to this week's games, as I talked about on the podcast, we're expecting heavy snow here in Boulder. But if we do play games, see, we'll play USC and UCLA this weekend. They start with a game against UCLA on Friday, and they have a game Sunday afternoon against USC as well. We'll talk about those games, and we'll meet somebody new next week. Once again, thanks for listening. Have a good one.